It is Thursday, April 22nd. This is Jaguars Happy Hour. Jaguars Happy Hour is presented by Duval Motor Company. And now, a guy whose point of emphasis has never been taunting, J.P. Shadrick.
I don't know what it's been, but welcome in. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. My name's J.P. Shadrick. Jeff Lagerman alongside. We have a lot to get to today, including the Urban Meyer-Trent Baalke review. They both sat in front of a camera yesterday and spoke with the media over a Zoom press conference a little over a week before the NFL draft. Now, today, 1 week away from the draft, we'll review some of their comments, including balancing value and need. Well, Urban Meyer, and we'll get into some of those comments from each side. Baalke is a big value. That's been his big word lately. And, you know, need and all that is kind of Urban Meyer's thing of it. And the value is kind of new to him in the NFL. Well, the search for information in this pre-draft process has been interesting. Our comments on that. The offseason program underway. And we'll go around the National Football League and some rules changes that were voted in this week as well. Logs, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Day's been good. Gonna get better.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You just keep the keep it moving up.
JP, the trajectory is up. Okay?
That's good.
You know, and here's the best part is that the day has been great so far. It's gonna be capped off with a fantastic meal tonight.
Oh.
And some good fellowship. It's all good.
That's a pretty good day.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic day.
You've had a day today.
I've had a real good day.
Well, we're going to have a good hour ahead. That's all we can control moving forward here. Let's get right into it. From yesterday, Urban Meyer, Trent Baalke sat down and had their press conference before the draft next week, of course. Did you catch much of it? What's your
I read the transcripts and everything, and, boy, you missed the in-person.
Usually it would be like a luncheon, you know? Right? Yeah, like a media luncheon.
That's right. You gather and get a free meal, yeah. and hear the coach and the general manager give you absolutely nothing.
That's right.
But no, I think the insight was pretty good on Urban's part and Trent Baalke's part. It would have been nice to be able to do it in a personal setting, as far as like it's been done in the past. But obviously, this is the COVID world that we live in. But I thought they were very revealing, and I thought that Urban Meyer particularly was very revealing when he started talking about balancing the value and the need. And we can get right into that, yeah. Because most coaches, they want instant gratification.
No doubt. And he's always had that in college, by the way, in recruiting.
Sure.
4- and 5-star guys, look, he doesn't have to go draft and develop a guy.
You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about contracts in college, but – as a coach in college, look, you can go and get a junior college transfer. You can go have a great recruiting class and change the dynamic of your football team instantly.
As a coach,
well, in the NFL, you've got to be able to do that by balancing the payroll.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. So when they keep using this term value essentially means that you need to get a strong performance for the money that you are paying this individual. So you need to get a strong return for your dollars. And that's something new or certainly different than the college game. And the NFL, that's just the way it is. If you're going to be a team that has great success, you have to have a roster that gives you a lot of value.
Let's hear from Urban Meyer on this topic from yesterday in the media conference.
As a coach, I find myself always looking at need, and that's where you got to be cautious. You start chasing players instead of the whole idea of value is completely new to me, and that's something that I'm relying on, Joe Cullen and Bevel as coordinators, and Brian Snyder, who have extensive experience in the NFL, and then obviously Trent and his staff. So I'm a quick learner. I've been working at this now for about 3 months, and the last 3-4 weeks, this has been our entire life in that room, watching video, stacking the board. So trusting the board is key. I'm at the point almost there that I will trust it. But as a coach, I can see where you, we need this, we need this, and we need this. And that's where you get yourself in trouble. So it's been a great learning experience for me. And answer your question, nervous. I'm nervous about everything. I think you know that. So
that's Urban Meyer yesterday. Let's also hear from Trent Baalke, the other perspective of this thing. I didn't count how many times he said the word value yesterday, but here are a few of them.
I think when you look at the draft, you're looking at value. You're stacking the board based on the value of a player, not necessarily on need. If you do that, you tend to overvalue players, and you do that consistently, and you're not going to be in the game long. So, you know, what we try to do is just look at the player for what he is, stack the board for what it is, and let the board speak to us on draft day. And if there's a player there at a position of need, and we have it valued that way, the decision would be to go with the need.
So it's not like a Ouija board talking to you. A little different on, you know, you stack the board like you said there. So
where'd you get the Ouija board?
You remember those, right?
I've never personally played with them,
okay.
JP.
Anyway,
but
that's a long time
so
ago. Either way, so that's the difference, right? I mean, Urban's trying to figure out what the definition of value is and balance and marry the two.
I'm learning things about you I never knew. Playing with a Ouija
board. Joe knows
board.
About the Ouija boards, right? Yeah. Of course.
The one thing that I think is interesting, what Trent Baalke talks about, and you say that I lost count how many times that he says the word value. We've had some fun around here in the past when you have catchwords like that and you count them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but anyway, the one thing I think that is pretty cool, and this might be a neat exercise for somebody that is into the mock draft type of things, Pro Football Focus actually has a mock drafter. Have you ever seen that, JP?
No.
Literally.
I have not.
You go to this website, and if you put in PFF mock draft, and you can do this while
I'm gonna do it right now.
We're on the show right here.
Mock drafter?
When you go to it, you actually
mock draft simulator.
Okay, yes. You choose which team you are. So you can choose.
I'm going to pick the Jaguars.
Okay.
That's me.
So you make your pick, okay, and then what it does, it fills in all the other picks, and then you're back on the clock again at 25. So you're going to pick, I would assume, Trevor Lawrence at 1, and then it populates the picks 2 through 24, and then you're back on the clock, and then you have a value board that you can look at what the best available candidates are, and they have rankings. And so value would be something of this nature to where you do the simulator and you're always picking the person that is at the top of the players remaining on your board.
Right.
And so, but it's a cool little simulator thing. And
I just drafted Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
In this mock.
Okay. Now what will happen is that they will make all the picks 2 through 24.
Here we go. We're going to 24.
And then you're on the clock again at 25.
Mayrig, the safety, went 3 picks ahead. That's unfortunate. Bateman, the wide receiver's gone. Vera Tucker, the tackle.
It's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing. And so, what you do, then once you make all your selections, you're making every pick that the Jaguars have. You're making 2 in round 1, 2 in round 2, 2 in round 4. You got 1 third round pick. You got your late round picks. You do all of them. And then once you're done, they give you a grade on every pick. And then they also give you an overall grade. So it's just something fun to do. So if you're a Jaguars fan and you want to play like Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke a little bit between now and the draft next Thursday night. This is an awesome little thing and an awesome little tool. I think I ended up getting, I think I did about 10 drafts.
Really?
You know, I would do something different 10. Every time. And I did something different a lot of times because they would choose some different things. And I would do it just out of curiosity of what kind of a grade would I get if I picked and reached for a center in round 2, you know, that was rated 30 players below the guy that was top of the board. But anyway, it's a cool little thing, and it's something that I think fans of any team can have fun with and become a general manager for a couple minutes.
I got to say, I'm about tired of mock drafts, though.
Yeah, but that's
so,
see,
this
that's
is
a little
your
different.
Own. You're doing your, it's like you're
it takes
playing
like
a video game. Yeah,
2 minutes
but
to complete a draft.
There's so many mocks. And they all changed after free agency, too. Remember that? Everybody did
a
wave
of
mocks, and then
totally.
Free agency hits, and now we're doing another wave of mocks. And now there's the week of mocks and trade mocks only and, like, all these mocks everywhere.
Well, that's just the way it is. And I don't read, I really don't. I don't read a lot of mock drafts. I don't. I like to read the rankings or how they rank players, how people stack players.
Yeah.
Because I think in the mocks, I mean, sometimes people do things for entertainment value, which is great. I mean, and that's the whole purpose. You want to be entertained, just like with the PFF mock draft simulator. But I get a little tired of reading mock drafts. You know what I mean? And because there's so many different possible outcomes.
The seven-round mocks, who the hell knows what's going to happen in the seventh round?
Well, you don't know if you do the PFF simulator a bunch of times, you might have a clue.
Maybe you'll have a better idea.
You might have a better idea.
Well, I know my homework for the weekend, Logs.
And the nice thing is, too, is they actually have a little bit of a description about every player in there. So you can, for people that are looking to maybe learn the draft a little bit better, this is a pretty good way to do it.
It's great.
You're gonna be doing it.
I'll
later,
probably sit around all weekend and just do that. Yeah, why not?
JP and Joe will be doing the simulator.
We're be comparing
all,
mock
all
drafts
night
on Monday. Yeah, when we get back.
Joe's wife Linda's gonna be Joe. I'm coming to bed.
No,
I just
I'm
couple,
on mock 17,
more drafts, honey, and I'll be in bed.
I'm on the sixth round. I got a few picks. We're trading up. A lot going on. All right, so there you go. Mock drafts are here. We're a week away, man. Finally. Well, it's not even finally. We're still a week to go. But
well, and I think the best part is we're a week away from what many expect, that this franchise is going to be the direction's changing next Thursday night, regardless of how it turns out.
It's one of those where it'll be before Trevor and after Trevor, really. It could be if he turns out to be one of the greats. This is the moment.
Well, this is the moment, regardless of what he turns out to be. Yeah. I mean, if he turns out to be the next Hall of Fame type quarterback, it's certainly a monumentous occasion. If he turns out to not be a Hall of Fame type quarterback and something bad happens, we'll still look back at it and say that was the day that could have changed the franchise. But, I mean, so this is the day that the franchise is changing next Thursday night. And it's changing with that pick and then, obviously, the ensuing picks. But it's an exciting time. Look, I've been kind of a casual observer of this draft as far as evaluating some of the talent. I haven't had as much time this year. Mm-hmm. But the one position that I have watched is quarterback. And make no mistake about it, that Trevor Lawrence is everything as advertised, everything. And I got excited about Patrick Mahomes a couple years ago.
Yeah, you did.
And I said that I thought he was the greatest quarterback that I've ever watched film on.
You did say that. You said the Jags should pick him.
I'm not willing to go to that extent with Trevor Lawrence. But I'm willing to say that he is right there as the second greatest quarterback that I've ever watched film on.
Wow.
Second. He's impressive.
Right behind Mahomes.
He's right there with Andrew Luck, because I don't go back to the John Elways and the Marinos. I didn't watch film on them, okay? But watching Trevor Lawrence on film, he can do anything and everything. And he's got a certain presence about him, obviously, and he's had great success. And so when you combine all of the physical attributes, which is what really stood out on film watching Patrick Mahomes, but when you watch Trevor Lawrence, the physical attributes stand out, but then also just what he's been able to accomplish at a young age in college, leading a Clemson team to a national championship right out of the gate. Yep. I mean, that's just impressive.
Plenty more Trevor talk ahead. We'll hear again from Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke on the potential number one overall pick a little later. Yeah, potential. It's not. There's still a chance.
You got to talk to ownership first.
Right, see, we'll hear from Urban and see what
you and ownership is saying right now. Probably.
Why are you asking me,
Trent Urban? Yeah. If you don't draft Trevor Lawrence, you might be the fastest person ever fired in NFL history.
If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community and fuel greatness from anywhere.
We're off and running. Plenty more ahead. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jaguars Happy Hour is presented in part by TIAA Bank. Created to serve, built to perform. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
Starting April 28th, get ready for adventure. Travel Camp presents the Jacksonville RV Stadium Show and Duval Draft Experience. This is the place for the largest selection of RVs, including new towables from top brands. Factory reps will be on site with discounts and incentives. Special financing is available for this event only. Plus, check out product demos, win cool prizes, and meet special guests. The Jacksonville RV Stadium Show, April 28th to May 2nd, and Duval Draft Experience, April 29th. Free parking in Lot M.
Jaguars fans, are you excited about draft day? Get in on the action. Enter the TIAA Bank Meet the Pick sweepstakes today for your chance to win a special meet and greet experience with the Jaguars draft pick. Learn more at TIAABank.com/meet the pick. No purchase required to enter or win and will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older. Entry period from March 29, 2021 through April 29, 2021. To enter and for official rules, prize description, odds of winning, and other details, visit TIAABank.com/meet the pick. Sponsor and administrator TIAA Bank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
Kessler Creative, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has the large format printing services running in high gear, creating large banners for marketing events, full vehicle wraps. Learn how Kessler changes the game with print and direct mail innovation. From eye-catching restaurant menus to real estate yard signs and event displays, Kessler does it all. Kessler Creative, Jacksonville, Florida. Results-driven marketing and a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Headquartered right here in Jacksonville, CSI Companies is one of the fastest-growing staffing firms in the nation. As a proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars, CSI knows how important it is to find the right people for your team. See why some of Jacksonville's top companies choose CSI for their staffing needs. Visit CSICompanies.com or call 800-582-0828 today. That's 800-582-0828 for CSI Companies.
Whether you're going coast to coast or running a quick out, Ford trucks and SUVs are built to turn any drive into a winning one. America's best-selling brand puts the biscuit in the basket with a versatile lineup of SUVs, including Ford Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and the all-new Bronco Sport. The playmaking F-150 and the go-to Super Duty continue their dynasty as the best-selling truck in America for 44 years straight. Break away and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Best-selling brand based on 2010 through 2020 CY total sales. 44-year claim based on 1977 through 2020 CY total sales.
This is one opportunity, and I'm going to put my foot in the batter's box and swing as hard as I can. And I did my homework. Here's the thing. I'm tired of hearing about bad players. I'm tired of hearing about bad coaching. All the stuff you hear the media and fans talk about. You know what? We don't have bad players. Matter of fact, we have exceptional players at certain positions, some that have to play better, but we have a good core. You're going to have a great fan base. You watch what happens to this fan base when we start doing what we're supposed to do and win some damn games.
That's The Hunt, episode 2 tonight on Jaguars YouTube channel and Jaguars.com. That's Urban Meyer, of course, and welcome back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. That's going to be fun tonight. It's Urban, that's the first team meeting. Like, it's the first meeting. It's a virtual meeting, but
it's got to be weird to be a head coach and to do a virtual team meeting like that where you're standing up in front of the room and talking to a camera.
And your first interaction with your team ever, too.
I mean, it's just different. I mean, it's just so different. And, you know, I hope that in the future, next year, that you can get back to the normalcy of having coaches and players interact. And I know that this stage of the all-season program is only virtual. And then the opportunity for in-person stuff will come up in phase two.
Correct, which is like off-season. 3 or 4 days long. It's not long this year.
It's not a very long period of time. Right. But, you know, that's what coaching and the coach-player relationship is about. It's not about watching a guy on a phone or watching a guy on a laptop screen. I mean, it's just not normal. You know, so if I was a player, I would long for having some normalcy of being coached in person, being on the field in person, not being, oh, hey, you know, how you been? Oh, yeah, good. And, you know, and you know, you might be at home and you got the camera from here up and, you know, you look like you're professional and you're prepared. And the next thing you know, maybe the guy's got Cheetos and wearing his underwear or something, you know, while he's off the camera or something. You know, I mean, it's just different. It's just odd. And just real quick a note.
Yes, Logs.
You know, the NFLPA, and I know you're probably going to do this later on.
But but that's okay. Let's do it now. I know we had last week, if you missed our show last week, and I don't know why you would, the Logs, you had a nice run there on the Players Association and their announcements on behalf of certain teams that they were going to skip voluntary workouts in this offseason. And you were against the way they did that.
Well, first of all, they put the release out and then cited safety issues with COVID, which is totally inaccurate. The league has more safety precaution measures in place than anywhere else a player could possibly train, unless he's going to train on his own in some cabin out in the middle of nowhere, okay, and not be around anybody. But we all know that that's not the reality. Players don't have the facilities that are available to them that they would have here.
You know, most players.
Some players, but JP, but the number's very small.
That's right.
But to go back to the league started the off-season activities really when Jimmy Johnson came into the National Football League in 1989, which was my rookie year. That's when everybody started doing it because Jimmy was winning and he was doing it. So then everybody wanted to do it. And I will say that in my 6 years in New York, we never had off-season activities with my teammates. We didn't have it. We got together for minicamp, and what we did at minicamp was not so much about practicing, but we drank more beer than we did anything else because we hadn't seen each other in a while.
Right. Hit the town.
But when I came to Jacksonville, and Tom Coughlin had his program set, and obviously he had it set up to mirror a lot of what Jimmy Johnson did. It was tremendous. And it was tremendous in so many different ways. Number one, you're working towards a common goal. You're getting to know your teammates. You're getting to know your coaches. You're getting competition that develops in the weight room that made me better, that made me physically better, that I could not do that on my own. It created a bond between guys on the team. The guys that were on the team in 1995, I mean, it was a very special bond because we were together, and we were together a lot. And then the bond between the coaches as well, it was all part of a process that was formed. And it was all in the whole concept of trying to improve as a team because we knew that we were going to be an upstart, an expansion team, and we had to be at our best in every total way in order for us to be competitive. That offseason in that year I hold near and dear to my heart because it was the first time that I got to experience a team in an offseason. And so what the union is kind of doing in a way is encouraging not to have that atmosphere. And if the players don't ever get to experience that atmosphere of creating the sense of team and creating bonds and friendships, I mean, they're missing out. And so that's why it's just kind of disappointing for me from the union standpoint. And look, and I understand that the union is there to make sure that things that are voluntary are truly, in fact, voluntary.
Correct.
I get it. But I think they're going about it in a little bit of a wrong fashion and that they're almost looking down upon some of the great benefits of having the off season together with your teammates. Because I can tell you this, I had a great offseason. Corey Mayfield, Joel Schmange, Kelvin Pritchett, Don Davey, I mean, all these guys that we had as defensive linemen, Ernie Logan that first year, Jason, I mean, all of us, we had a great time, got to know guys, you know, and that kind of carried us through the season. And I hope that teams and players on teams that haven't decided what they're going to do yet can remember that that's also a very special part of the OTAs that is the as a benefit and not so much a distraction to what the offseason can be. Anyway, just wanted to say that because that was an eye opener for me, JP. I had
tell.
Even though in 95 Tom Coughlin was a total pain in the ass. Okay? Just put that out there. Okay.
Your battles are noted.
He required us to do things that were way over the top, and he violated so many different rules and protocols. There's no question about all that. But I appreciate him for what he did because, you know, it helped me experience something that took me back to college, and it created a great sense of team, and I hope the players in the NFL can experience that like I did.
I love it. That's Jeff Lagerman commentary for you.
Just a thought. Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts with Jeff Lagerman. We're back with deep thoughts with Urban Meyer about Trevor Lawrence and the number one overall pick. Why not announce it? We'll see what the head coach had to say when we return. If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community and fuel greatness from anywhere. And we're back in a moment. We're halfway home. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jaguars Happy Hour is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle. Next Grill, everyone's invited. And Adecco. Visit AdeccoUSA.com.
Jaguars fans, did you know that with Drizzly, you can get Tito's Handmade Vodka delivered to your door in under 60 minutes? Well, you can. And now they're giving all fans $10 off their first order. Use the code JAGS10 at checkout. Just download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com and make sure you're all set to mix it up with Tito's Handmade Vodka for the perfect game day. That's Drizzly.com. And remember to use the special code JAGS10 to save $10 on your first order. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Jaguars fans, are you excited about draft day? Get in on the action. Enter the TIAA Bank Meet the Pick sweepstakes today for your chance to win a special meet and greet experience with the Jaguars draft pick. Learn more at TIAABank.com/meet the pick. No purchase required to enter or win and will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older. Entry period from March 29, 2021 through April 29, 2021. To enter and for official rules, prize description, odds of winning, and other details, visit TIAABank.com/meet the pick. Sponsor and administrator TIAA Bank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Dreaming of owning an RV? There's a chance to win one every day of Travel Camp's RV Stadium Show and Duval Draft Night from April 28th to May 2nd. It's all about RVs, live music, food trucks, and the Jaguars. Register to win cool prizes. Check out awesome products and demos. Catch an appearance from The Roar on Wednesday the 28th and Jackson DeVille on Saturday the 1st. The Jacksonville RV Stadium Show and Duval Draft Night, April 28th to May 2nd.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in-ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi folks, Frank Franzi here for the best barbecue in town. That is Bono's. Head to Bono's today. 15 locations on the First Coast and 6 more at TIAA Bank Field. You see, Bono's is the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You want great barbecue, you want Bono's. Plenty of parking, clean family restaurants, and oh, by the way, the best barbecue you have ever had. So if you want great barbecue, head to Bono's today. The official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Whether you're going coast to coast or running a quick out, Ford trucks and SUVs are built to turn any drive into a winning one. America's best-selling brand puts the biscuit in the basket with a versatile lineup of SUVs, including Ford Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and the all-new Bronco Sport. The playmaking F-150 and the go-to Super Duty continue their dynasty as the best-selling truck in America for 44 years straight. Break away and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Best-selling brand based on 2010 through 2020 CY total sales. 44-year claim based on 1977 through 2020 CY total sales.
Mostly I've been talking to the guy to my left about we've had a couple dry runs. We're going to have a couple dry runs again. I'm a control nut and organizational nut, so I want to make sure that I want to know where people are sitting. I want to know what camera, what we're going to be looking at on the screens. And Trent's been great, and this is the first time this personnel, this organization, going to do it. So we're going to be on point. And so at this point, we've had a couple dry runs, but we're going to go in great detail early next week about exactly how it takes place. And so I'll feel much better after that.
That's Urban Meyer discussing his first draft room experience that will happen this coming week. And welcome back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Travel Camp presents the Jacksonville RV Stadium Show April 28th through May 2nd at TIAA Bank Field. Factory reps will be on site with incentives, special financing, and giveaways. So they got to build the room and do all that, and they've done that. And you know, it's a different space than normal this year. The normal draft room is no longer in use, at least for now. So they've moved, I think, down the hall to an additional bigger space so you can have more people in there, that kind of thing. So all that's coming up this week, and it's all coming up because the Jaguars are on the clock. They will be the first on the clock, number one overall.
When he starts talking about cameras and such and where things are going to be at, and because, look, the league is going to be watching. The football world is going to be paying attention. The football world is going to have a camera in this room here in Jacksonville for that first overall pick in the draft. I mean, this is a big deal. So I'm sure that if you're drafting – you know, in the 20s or something like that, maybe you're not that concerned about it. But look, I mean, this is also another opportunity at Urban Meyer making a first impression, you know, with the Jaguars obviously in tow, to America, to prospective free agents, to all of these guys that are going to be drafted this year, because you're trying to build a little bit of a resume. And so by making a positive impression with everything that is shown from here, is going to help reflect well on your organization in the future. So I get it. I mean, he wants to know exactly what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, and that's, I think, why he said that, I'll feel a lot more comfortable once we do that dry run the early part of next week and we know how things are going to be set up, and then we roll. So pretty cool little deal there, though, you know, because there's going to be a lot of attention right
here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no doubt about that. Number one overall pick for the first time ever. And Urban was asked yesterday in that media conference, you know, you said on the Peter King podcast the other week, they were leaning in the Trevor Lawrence direction. He wouldn't go out and all the way say it. He was going to let the ownership make that move. He was asked again, are you ready to make that decision now? And what's holding you back? And here's the answer.
We are knee deep in the NFL draft process, obviously. You know, we're going to meet with ownership tomorrow, and Trent and I are, you know, working together. But ultimately, that's the owner is going to pull that ticket on that one. And so we're going to have a great meeting tomorrow, and I imagine we'll get closer to a decision.
I wonder, you know, if you're a fly on the wall in that meeting room, Logs, what would it sound like in there? Mr. Khan, we've made our decision, we think, but with your blessing, we're going to draft Trevor Lawrence. Well, yeah, right? No, I don't
Captain
know.
Captain Obvious.
How that word right. I don't. What else are you supposed to say? I don't know.
And I think that meeting's tomorrow. I think he.
Well, they moved it around a couple times, and I think they decided
it was today.
They had their days mixed up. Right, anyway. There's no windows back there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, there are no windows.
You don't
back
know
there.
What time of day
you
it is.
You kind of lose yeah. track of what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's you know, look, ownership is I'm sure is ecstatic about the possibility of drafting a franchise altering quarterback, and because that's what truly can change the fortune, obviously, of this franchise. And you have to have a lot of other things in place to make it all work. But it is a truly a special moment.
Let's hear from Trent Baalke now, Jaguars general manager, when asked about the research behind Trevor Lawrence, the Zoom interviews, the calling of sources around Trevor to get in his background a little bit. What did they find? Was there anything wrong in the background of Trevor Lawrence?
Well, the easiest way to answer that is no negatives. You know, all the research we've done, you know, you're always looking for the stars to align when you're looking at prospects, whether that be from a physical, mental, character back, you know, whatever the case may be. And with his situation, like many others in this draft, the stars all align, and that's what you're looking for.
You told me for TV that we did an interview this week as well. It'll air next week in the UK and then on television here on draft night. Yeah, it's about as clean a prospect as he's seen.
Well, and that's incredibly rare. If you go to quarterback prospects that are or were incredibly clean, I mean, Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck was as clean as a whistle.
Yep.
Successful, had everything, checked all the boxes, much like Trevor Lawrence. And so, no question that Trent Baalke is right and that the stars don't always align on many guys. But they certainly were aligned with Andrew Luck, and they're aligned with Trevor Lawrence, and there are some alignments with other guys, but at a different level, because you know when you're talking about the first overall pick in the draft and it being a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not very often that everything aligns. And so a very rare occasion for and the best part is that it's if you polled every general manager in the National Football League, every one of them, and if you polled all the quote-unquote experts of who is worthy of being the first overall pick, would anybody say something different than Trevor Lawrence? I don't think so.
I mean, there might be one or two just because, but, you know.
I mean, I think the only one that I've even heard that even – has an inkling that it would be something different. I want to say it's Chris Sims came out and
that's
said
right, yeah.
that
Zach Wilson would,
that
be,
Zach
the
Wilson would yeah. be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the only one. And that's amazing. That's amazing. And in fact, the Jaguars had an article on Jaguars.com that if you looked and it basically had all of people's mocks.
Yeah, it's the mock draft tracker by John Osier. Yes,
right. And John right. wrote down who everybody had picked first overall. Was there anybody that wasn't?
I don't think so.
I don't think there
it's
was.
It's all been Trevor all the time.
And there was yeah. how many experts were on that list? It was
dozens.
No, I mean, yeah, it was yeah, like 100 plus.
Every week. Yeah,
I can right. tell you this. I kept going, am I not scrolling the right way? What's going on?
Yeah, right.
Pretty cool, though.
So there's that. And then, you know, we also talked when we had to sit down with Baalke the other day. He has a history of moving around in drafts, by the way. He's not scared to pull the trigger and make a trade.
He ain't trading out of that one.
Well, not out of that one. He, you know, he said never say never on the Ozone podcast when they were asked about it. But really at 25, 33, and especially once you, like we were talking about the other week, you get to those later rounds, is the value better in 2022? Is it, you know, or is there a certain guy in a position group in a place a few spots up? Hey, let's put some picks together and move. He did that. There was a window in a 2014 draft. He said, I asked him, what's the best draft day story, success, trade, move, whatever. And the first thing that hit his mind was 2014, where he executed 3 draft pick trades in like a 5-minute real-time window. Up, down, up again, different spots, and ended up with Carlos Hyde at the end of that, who's now, of course, on the Jaguars roster mm-hmm. again. But that was a lot of moving around. And his first draft, 2010, he took over late because of a change in the front office, traded down to get Navarro Bowman. That worked
great
out.
Great player.
Got an extra fourth round pick. The next year used that pick to move up a few spots and get Kaepernick, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And those guys were a big piece of that Super Bowl run, the first one in San Francisco the two.
No doubt. And I think that with the Jaguars, the number of picks you've heard me say about, hey, look, if you can trade some of that current equity for future equity, it'd be great.
Yeah.
The big question mark is that you've got to be able to find a willing trading partner to be able to do that. And I think that this year's draft picks are not going to have quite the value. For example,
there's that word again.
I know. I was trying to think of another way to say it besides using the word value. But this year's draft picks probably aren't going to have the value that they have had in past drafts, just because this year's picks, there's a lot of unknowns with some of these players. Guys that had that opted out. There's guys that teams didn't play. There's guys that didn't go to Indianapolis for a medical check. And so the team is making a lot of these selections without medicals, without a season to evaluate, et cetera. So do these picks this year, would they hold the value to trade them away for future picks as they have in the past? Probably not. You may have to give more up now to get what you used to get in the future because of that.
Yeah.
Because of the unknowns that are involved with this year's picks or with the information involving this year's picks. So I don't know if you're going to be able to trade. Now, look, can you trade some of this year's equity to maybe move up in this year's? Yeah, I think this year's possibility, yeah.
Yeah.
But for trading a this year pick for a future pick, I don't think the value is going to give you as much as it's given you in the past. You know, because in years past, for example,
you could move up around basically 7 to 6.
Yeah, you could 2 to 1, 3 to 2, 4 to 3, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
On down the line, my guess is that you may not get a full round increase from moving from this year's draft to next year's draft. Hmm. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I think you might only get trade partners willing to do business in the current draft. You may not get teams that are willing to give up the future equity as willingly just because they're all anticipating that next year, okay, there's going to be more normalcy, there's going to be a combine, there's going to be seasons, mm-hmm. we're going to have the ability to evaluate everything, and that will make next year's picks better because we're making determinations based on more information and less on faith, as we are this year. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, though, to see if that does, in fact, is that impacted? Are the future values and related to this year, are they impacted?
And how much? It might not be, you know.
It might not be at all.
It might not be much.
Might
it
not
could be some.
All.
It could be
might
even.
Might not be at all.
Who knows?
But
right?
it will be interesting to see, nonetheless. And this draft, to me, because the Jaguars have a pick at 25, and could move either way
could
with
move.
That.
If there's a guy they really want at 20, maybe they package some things
maybe,
and move up, right?
Maybe. And then also because of what could happen at 3, and then what could happen at 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, et cetera, the number of quarterbacks that are going to be at the top of the draft. I mean, this is about as of an intriguing of a draft is that has been in recent memory,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is. I think there's going to be a lot of really good storylines in this draft.
What was the big quarterback here? 84 was the Elway and those guys and Todd Blackledge and
It was Tony Eason. It was Marino, Tony Eason,
that's right.
Kenny O'Brien.
Yep. Blackledge was in there.
Blackledge.
Yep. So that was a big, obviously, quarterback year. This could be 1, 2, 3, 4 in
theory.
Yeah,
the last time was it 99. Where you had this number of quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and it was Akili Smith and a couple other guys were right at the top of the draft. I want to say that was 99.
Hmm.
And that's the last time that quarterbacks were, like, eating up the top of the first round.
So that means some good players could slide down a little bit if all these quarterbacks not slide, but just move down.
Yeah, I don't like to use the term slide
right.
just because that means that you're saying you're overvaluing quarterbacks. There's no such thing as overvaluing quarterbacks in this league. there's a, such a thing as undervaluing a quarterback.
Right.
But if you don't understand, if you're in personnel and you don't understand that you have to have a quarterback in this league to win, you're a fool.
Well, you can value the wrong quarterback.
That happens all the time.
Right.
But you've got to be willing to play the game.
Right.
You know, because if you don't, you know, for example, look, the Jaguars that you draft three quarterbacks that you were hoping were going to be franchise guys here in the Jaguars history. You know, Byron Leftwich, Blaine Gabbert, Blake Bortles.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with picking those three guys. Okay, look, you take a chance. I mean, Byron had all the intangibles, the intelligence. I mean, you can see that now. He's a great coach. Wasn't able to execute as well at a high level. Blaine had all the physical attributes.
Yeah, great on the practice field.
But wasn't able to translate it in a game. And he's improved, but he's still not what you know you expected to be a franchise guy. Blake didn't have the skill set, but had the moxie and the toughness and the mindset a little bit. I mean, so it's never a mistake by picking a quarterback if you're in the National Football League. The mistake is realizing or not realizing that they're not the guy that you need to have in place.
Right.
And then passing up opportunities to take somebody else.
Admit your mistake.
You have to be able to do that.
Fix it.
Because everybody's going to miss. Look, that's the draft. You miss. But you got to keep swinging. And because if you don't keep swinging on the quarterback, you're making a mistake.
Let's come back in a moment. We'll look around the National Football League, some rule changes, and plenty more ahead. Yes, indeed. If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals and join members of the war as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community and fuel greatness from anywhere. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Forever Vets Animal Hospital has always been about helping animals with same-day appointments, walk-ins, and extended hours. Keeping your pets healthy is important to their experienced and dedicated staff. From preventive care, surgical, diagnostic, and emergency procedures, they offer quality pet care at a reasonable cost. Your pets deserve the best, and that's Forever Vets. Visit ForeverVets.com to learn more and book your first free office exam today. They can't wait to have you as a part of the Forever Vets family. Starting April 28th, get ready for adventure. Travel Camp presents the Jacksonville RV Stadium Show and Duval Draft Experience. This is the place for the largest selection of RVs, including new towables from top brands. Factory reps will be on site with discounts and incentives. Special financing is available for this event only. Plus, check out product demos, win cool prizes, and meet special guests. The Jacksonville RV Stadium Show, April 28th to May 2nd, and Duval Draft Experience, April 29th. Free parking in Lot M.
The best thing about working at Fair and Farah is all of the employees. We all work together. It's extremely enjoyable to come to work every day.
There's a common cause or goal. No matter what your job is, we're all there for the client.
We are dedicated to our clients 100%. We do everything it takes to maximize the value of their claims.
Fair and Farah is really the Farah family. When they choose us, they choose a family to fight for them and to protect them and to make sure that they're in a good place and that they have somebody on their side.
Farah and Farah, here for you, here for good. Jacksonville.
Jaguars fans, are you excited about draft day? Get in on the action. Enter the TIAA Bank Meet the Pick sweepstakes today for your chance to win a special meet and greet experience with the Jaguars draft pick. Learn more at TIAABank.com/meet the pick. No purchase required to enter or win and will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older. Entry period from March 29, 2021 through April 29, 2021. To enter and for official rules, prize description, odds of winning, and other details, visit TIAABank.com/meet the pick. Sponsor and administrator TIAA Bank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 40 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the high 100s and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Whether you're going coast to coast or running a quick out, Ford trucks and SUVs are built to turn any drive into a winning one. America's best-selling brand puts the biscuit in the basket with a versatile lineup of SUVs, including Ford Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and the all-new Bronco Sport. The playmaking F-150 and the go-to Super Duty continue their dynasty as the best-selling truck in America for 44 years straight. Break away and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Best-selling brand based on 2010 through 2020 CY total sales. 44-year claim based on 1977 through 2020 CY total sales.
We really targeted a great group on our side of the football. The defensive backs, we got, you know, Shaq Griffin. You look at what he's going to bring, the energy.
It is intercepted by Shaquille Griffin.
You know, you look at Rayshon. I mean, you look at what he's going to bring.
Rayshon Jenkins comes off of the pick.
When you're dealing with people, if they know that you really care about them and you're trying to bring out their best, I think they're going to give you everything they have.
That's defensive coordinator Joe Cullen and The Hunt, Chapter 2, Opportunity, tonight on the Jaguars YouTube channel and Jaguars.com. Check it out. It'll be archived, of course, if you miss the live stream of it, but a lot of hard work going in to that series. And welcome back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Travel Camp presents the Jacksonville RV Stadium Show April 28th through May 2nd. At TIAA Bank Field. Factory reps on site with incentives, special financing, and giveaways. You an RV guy? RV?
Sure. I think RVs have a place, absolutely.
They're great. I mean, I spent a lot, like when I was a kid, we went to RV places and campgrounds and all this a lot. It was cool.
Yeah,
really cool. I know they're huge now, especially during the pandemic. Like, people were buying RVs off the, you know, they couldn't find one.
Yeah, my father-in-law has one. He loves it. And I've done a couple RV trips in the past. And
yeah.
When I'm out west on an amazing hunting trip, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, those things can be truly amazing experience for some. And I can tell you this, if you're going to get an RV, book your reservations well in advance, folks, for the parks,
because yeah, everybody's going out.
The people have been loading up the parks over the last 2 years.
All right, so we've got some rule changes, Logs. I know a couple weeks ago, we went through the proposed rule changes. Since then, the ownership in the NFL has voted to pass a handful of these, including eliminating overtime in the preseason. That's done.
That's a no-brainer.
Thank goodness. They should have just done that anyway. For 1 year, they will establish a maximum number of players in the setup zone. This is on kickoff return team and, 25 yards to the line of scrimmage. There can only be a certain amount of players to help with onside
kicks. Basically, it makes the possibility of having a successful onside kick, it raises the chance of it.
So that's number one and number two. They tabled number three, the rule change there. So number four was to permit the replay official and designated members of the officiating department to provide certain objective information to the on-field officials.
No-brainer there. There was some that wanted to expand that and actually add another person into the replay booth that would allow that person to solely be essentially a sky judge.
Yeah,
that was actually the Ravens pulled that back. And then put their support behind this proposal, and I think it's good.
The ensurement of enforcement of all accepted penalties committed by either team during successive try attempts, extra points or two-point conversions, and then adding a loss of down for a second forward pass from behind the line and for a pass thrown after the ball returns behind the line. There was a Tom Brady play this year where he threw the ball, hit a defender, bounced back, he caught it, and then he threw it again.
Yeah, because he didn't want
to get hit.
Completed
the pass. Yeah, and then, yeah, right. So,
and then the penalty basically would have given them another opportunity instead of loss of down. Well, yeah. I mean, that's not right.
Right.
You throw two passes, which you can't do, it should be a loss of down, in which now it is. So it makes sense. And then, of course, the last one, which is long overdue.
Oh, come on.
Which is allowing more jersey option numbers for players at different positions, which it should have been, as I said before. It was getting a little tiresome to not see single digits allowed by players of different positions. It made zero sense to not allow it.
Just leave zero out, and I'll be fine.
No, no. I mean, dude, the longest yard, the big guy that I think I broke his neck, it was termed a little differently. He was double zero.
Right.
Somebody should be allowed to
wear it. No, let double zero, let Jim Otto keep it.
Did he wear double zeros, that guy, in longest yard?
I don't know. Ken Burrow, by the way, is the last NFL player to wear double zero.
Why not?
From here in Jacksonville, with the Reigns High School.
Why would you be opposed if somebody wore zero?
I just don't like zero, and I don't know. I'm
so
just not a fan.
So your personal preference?
Because they started it in college
don't like
last
zero.
Year. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so were you against the single-digit rule, too?
Yeah. Like, there's a reason linebackers
You're
are certain
such
numbers.
A curmudgeon.
There's a reason linemen are certain numbers.
You're such
there's a reason
curmudgeon.
Defensive backs are certain numbers. And make a couple exceptions if you have to, like the Chiefs had to last year. Okay, fine. Well, don't change the whole rule.
Do you sit in your what yard
doing?
And yell
Get off
kids.
My lawn.
Come on. You're
making too much noise. In the
That's terrible.
Walking down the street.
Yes, Joe.
Yes, Joe. Fortunato. Hello.
Tom Brady said that it's a dumb rule because people won't know who to block now. Aren't you just blocking the guy with the other jersey on?
Tom Brady, look, Tom Brady needs
to
stick
careful.
To playing quarterback.
I don't know. He's
not
pretty good at
the rules.
It. He's pretty good at it.
You know who to block because you know which numbers they wear. You study film. Okay, I know that John wears number one. Joe might wear number 50-something, so I know I got to block number one or number 50. It's not that hard to figure out. And it's not like you change, oh, my gosh, he's wearing a number one, so I can't block him. No. It's where he's lined up at. You could take the numbers, seriously, you could take the numbers off of everybody on defense. Offensive linemen will know who to block as long as they can identify one guy. Okay? The big tall dude with the blonde hair, he's the Mike. They can all block after that. Okay? Once they set the Mike, they know.
Why don't they just change all the offensive lineman numbers, too? Let them wear whatever they want. They're not doing that.
Well, that's a little different because
it's a little different now. Oh, you can't – oh, the offensive
lineman. Well, single
digit
is an eligible number, JP. That's why they didn't expand single digits to offensive linemen. Don't overcomplicate it.
Come on, man.
It's really simple, JP. It's really not that hard.
Not a fan. And they're going to make taunting a point of emphasis this year, by the way.
Which – it's always been a point of emphasis. They just said they got a little lax last year, and they didn't call it as frequently as they should have. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
like standing over guys.
Taunting
and that
should
kind of
always have an emphasis, always.
Okay.
And we're not talking about celebration.
Right.
We're not talking different. About a guy, you know, doing a dance in the end zone because he scores. We're talking about somebody who hits a guy, stands over the top of him and points at him, or throws – spikes the ball in his face or something of that nature. That's a little different.
I did like the playoff one, though, where the guy did the victory sign to Tyreek Hill after the final play of the game.
It was the rookie safety for the Bucks.
Yeah, because he did it to him earlier in the season.
Was, what's his,
he didn't get penalized
for
it.
His dad played in the NFL for a long time. What is his name?
I forget. But, yeah, no, it was – it happened to him. Tyreek did it to him, the peace sign.
Yeah, no, look,
he scored, they didn't throw
fair
a flag
play.
On him. Now he did it at the end of the, what, Super Bowl, I guess.
Are you giving us the sign, Joe?
Yeah. Joe's
doing
it
to us.
Now. All right, we'll wrap it up, he says. We'll wrap up with some sad news tonight, by the way. Former Jaguars linebacker Geno Hayes, he played here in 2013 and 14, is now in hospice care. He's been battling liver disease for a couple of years. He's 33 mm-hmm. years old. He's in hospice care at his parents' home in Georgia, and he's looking for a liver transplant now. He's on the Mayo list.
Yeah.
And our best wishes to Geno.
Hopefully he gets it. He didn't just play for the Jaguars. He also played for the Bears and the Bucks.
That's right.
Was a draft pick, I believe, of the Bucks out of Florida State.
Correct.
So I hope he gets what he needs.
Yeah, no doubt. And he was – those were some lean years here in Jacksonville, of course, the start of the rebuild 2013, that they thought was going to be the rebuild. But he was the third leading tackler in 2013.
Still rebuilding, JP.
Still to this day. But our best wishes to Geno Hayes and his family for a full recovery, hopefully at some point soon. Let's get that man a liver. And thank you, folks, for listening tonight. We've got a week to go, Lodge. Peace. We're out of here. Our thanks to Brent Reaver. Our thanks to Joe Fortunato, our entire crew. For Jeff Loggeman, I'm JP Shadrick. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.